Hello, and welcome to the Harassment-Free Workplace Podcast. I'm April Thoreau of Navigating Integrity Associates. This podcast is for CEOs and HR professionals of small and medium-sized businesses to learn practical suggestions that can be used right away to address harassment in the workplace. We are committed to creating workplaces that work for everyone. Welcome. Hello, and welcome back to the Harassment-Free Workplace Podcast. I'm your host, April Thoreau, and today we have Hilda Gann with us. Hello, Hilda.
Hi, April.
I am so excited that you're here. We met at a networking event, and I was like, oh, Hilda, I love what you have to say in the world, and I am so excited to have you on my podcast. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for taking the time, and why don't I read your bio so that people can get an idea of who you are?
Thank you for having me, and go ahead.
Okay, great. So Hilda Gann, the president and chief people officer of People Bright Consulting. I love that you're a chief people officer. That is so awesome. Let me get back to it. Hilda Gann and her team provides employee engagement, manager and team training, and HR policies and procedures to organizations that recognize that people are their greatest assets. A serial entrepreneur, she has built four companies in healthcare, HR, management consulting, and engineering. The latter she co-founded with her husband. iTrans Consulting was an award-winning national engineering consulting firm that was recognized as the best workplaces in Canada, top 10 twice, and a finalist in Canada's best managed companies. She was recognized by the BWNYR for her work in promoting HR literacy to businesses. She created the Connect with Rev Up program to help organizations build stronger teams, managers, and respectful work cultures through training, mentoring, and coaching. Based on the successes of iTrans, the program provides a proven roadmap to develop an inclusive work culture so employees can feel inspired, safe, and motivated. Welcome, Hilda.
Thank you, April. Wow.
Sounds so good when somebody else reads
your bio. When I hear it, I'm like, okay, it's true, but okay.
I know. When people read my bio, I always feel slightly uncomfortable and, oh, yeah, that's what I did. Okay. So welcome to the Harassment-Free Workplace Podcast. When you told me about your RevUp system and how it came to be, I was like, oh, people need to know about this. So thank you for being here. And let's talk about it. What is your RevUp system? How did you create it? Where did it come from? Tell me your story.
So RevUp is an energetic sounding acronym. I wanted to create something that wasn't, here are the five steps to how to create a strong and healthy work culture. So I thought, what do I want to do? And the word rev up came to me. It's energetic. It's alive. Like, who wouldn't want to rev up their team, rev up their company, rev up their potential? And I thought, okay, so that's the acronym. It's an acronym for a set of values that make sense, and if you adopt them, then you can make a difference to you as a leader, to you as an individual coworker or parents. And it resonates, and it's five simple values. So let me tell you what they are. There is an acronym. The first one is respect. Mm-hmm. The second one, the E, is for equality. Mm. The third, valued, with a D, valued, as in I value you. Then it's uniqueness and potential. So I put that into a sentence. Those are the words. And I'm so proud of these words that I am going for a registered trademark of what RevUp is. So when I put it in a sentence, it says, if you treat people with respect and look at them as equals, value who they are, then look at their uniqueness and tap into their potential. Imagine what could happen to you as the manager or the leader of your company, influencing people with this rev up frame of mind. Imagine what can happen. And And the bottom line is, when you do the rev up approach, people feel like they have a sense of belonging. They feel valued. They want to do more. And if you find their passion and you help them with their unique passion to foster that, then they're going to be engaged. They're going to be loyal. So the bottom line is, it really does help the company with increased profit, increased retention, increased productivity. So that, you can tell I'm very excited when I talk about that. Mm-hmm. So this came to me as I began to start my PeopleBright consulting company. PeopleBright has a very, like, I created that name because I wanted to help people, and I wanted them to create something that was illuminating, and hence the name PeopleBright. So I'll take you back to, where did RevUp come from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it comes back to our iTrans days. And as you shared, April, in my intro, that was one of my four entrepreneurships. The other two before were kind of dabbling in it. But my husband in the mid-90s decided he wanted to start a company. He's an engineer. He's had all these ideas about what it takes to run, like to be a good engineering company. And within his company, there were two departments that made money. The company made money, but two departments made money. His was one of them. And he said, you know, I think I could do this on my own. And I have a set of values where I want people to, when they start a company, when they start working, that they don't wake up 2 years later and say, I've been doing the same thing since I got oriented, you know, 2 years ago, and I can do it in my sleep, but I don't feel challenged. Mm-hmm. And he said, I don't want that. I want people to feel that they're challenged. And I don't mean a nervous kind of challenge. I mean, challenged in that I'm stimulated, I'm learning, I want to do this kind of challenge, okay? And so he said, I want people to feel that they're stretching and growing and learning at a pace that's good for them. Mm. And then I want people to enjoy where they are, you know, enjoy working with each other. So in essence, I want people to love what they do and love where they work. And he and I have been married for a long time. We have shared values. And I just loved his idea. In fact, he said, I want people to have 3 weeks vacation. And this is back in the 90s when, you know, your entry-level engineer, your admin person, they would never see more than 2 weeks in their, mm-hmm. you know, they could wait 10 years before they do that. So I joined him. I like to say I joined him 2 weeks after he started because somebody had to pay him. So I was payroll. So that's the big, big joke. But we grew that company to 125 people and we had 7 offices across Canada. And that premise of, you know, treat people with a way of growing as well as a way of enjoying the camaraderie. And we prided ourselves on that so much. And then when we were 10 years old, we said, you know, we're tired of these little best small to medium-sized employers, you know, top 10. I want to go for one of the bigger ones. And we did it with Best Workplaces in Canada. And we were number 9 the first year. And we repeated the survey and we were number 4 the second year.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I usually just say top 10, but really that was an accomplishment. And it was based on looking, it was a survey-based process. So people mm-hmm. had to tell you what they thought. So as a result of what we created, what we did, what we lived, breathed for, you know, 10 plus years of our lives, I said, of all the things that I did, because I was operations and my husband and the other engineers were building the business with safety, sales practices, etc. So of all of those things, I loved the people side. And so when I started this company, I decided that I wanted to help people and I wanted to help managers be better managers, hence the concept of RevUp. And so that's where it comes from. It's a recipe that articulates very succinctly, rather than the 7 steps to doing this, it's an acronym based on the principles that we used.
That is so beautiful. I love your story and how it came to be. And I love that you've taken it and packaged it so that it's something you can grab onto, because some of the concepts we talk about are so kind of hard, like they're not like an accounting process. You do X, Y, Z, right? It's like, it's a lot more soft skill versus hard skill. So I love that you've kind of packaged it to make it more logical, which is great. I love that you said it's a recipe. It's like, you know, the big Google study that everybody talks about where they found the number one indicator of a productive team was is psychological safety, right? It's making sure that they feel safe and inclusive, mm-hmm. which is where mm-hmm. you really stand. So I love that this is a recipe to make that happen. If you want productive teams, this is a recipe to make that work. So that is so great. So why don't we go into your system, go through the five different values, and talk about how do we implement those into our workplaces?
Sure. So some of them actually kind of overlap with each other, but mm-hmm. let's talk about respect, because mm-hmm. respect is, you know, valuing somebody for who they are. And when you treat people with respect, I always thought you treat people the way you want to be treated. And I grew up with that. And that was my value system. Is that, you know, I believe in being fair, and I believe in being honest with people and open and to listen to people. And I feel that that's how I respect them. But now that we are, you know, really more open and perceptive of what a harassment-free workplace looks like, respect actually isn't how I want to be treated. Respect is how you want to be treated. So in order to know how somebody wants to be treated, we need to get to know them. Mm-hmm. And that means spending a few minutes. I think a lot of managers will, well, I don't know how to do that. Look, you're working with this employee. It could be 1 year, it could be 5 years or 10 years. If you don't know your employee after 10 years, even a tiny bit, you haven't really been connecting with your employee, or you've only been connecting with them as a producer of a service or a seller of a product. So my example to you is spend a few minutes once in a while to learn about a people. It's a casual conversation, and then put it together and mm-hmm. add it up, put it in a little contact file for your person. Here's that we used to go to our anniversary parties, and I would tell my husband, they have three children, you know, Bob and Ted and Jeremy, you know, or this is their fifth anniversary. Remember that tonight, tell them that. Mm-hmm. So to give people something. So that's the respect aspect, is really to learn about people, to treat them. And when you do, you know, the rev up process, what you're trying to do is create trust, mm-hmm. trust in people. The equality piece is treating people alike. And I don't mean cookie cutter, everybody gets a 3% raise, everybody. Mm-hmm. To me, equality is when I'm given the same situation, I will treat you fairly. I would give everybody with this particular situation the same response. To me, that's equality, mm-hmm. right? And I would explain to people what equality meant, you know, to be fair, to treat people, and to do that. One of the mm-hmm. things that we did in our company was to show people they were equals. And I think this is the biggest tip that I can share with you. Mm-hmm. Perceive that each one of us has a role to play. And if we don't do a good job at that, we actually impact on our company, on the quality we do, on the branding, on our service. So you can be the VP, and if you don't do your job in submitting the accurate information, you're going to lose money. Mm-hmm. If you are the admin assistant, and you're tasked with creating a proposal, you know, the final product, and you forget to include the exhibits, or you put them upside down or backwards, do you think we're going to win that proposal? Mm-hmm. Each one of us, if you think about it, has a valuable role to play, and we should value people and treat them equally as important. And that really helps. And one of the things...
So I was going to ask, can... I love what you're getting at here, but I think where some people can get misunderstanding it as well, you know, a VP is not equal in a power structure to admin, right?
I totally get that.
So yeah. How do you treat, like, how do you differentiate the power differential versus treating people equally?
I think part of that is valuing their role and allowing them to share the importance of their role in what they do. And when you talk to them as equals, not like I'm the VP and you talk to me because you're my admin person, but you talk to the other admins to tell them what I want, right? Mm-hmm. We should all be able to talk to each other as if we're valued members. And I think that the biggest thing to me is it's a conscious effort, is that you should not, even though there is a power difference, try not to make that a more obvious difference. When you have that conversation, talk to that person as if they're equally as important mm-hmm. as the other person. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of our staff, she was our executive assistant, and she was helping us hire our admin people. And the interviewee said, so what do you like about this place? She says, I love that we are all treated as equals. You know, I feel just as important as the VP. And when I heard that, I thought, wow, do we get this right or what?
That's great.
And it can be in simple things like your nomenclature. When we expanded across Canada, we really wanted to make sure people felt valued and that they weren't the branch office. Because people say, oh yeah, we're a branch office. I said, no, you are not a branch office. We do not use that terminology at our company. You are the Calgary office. You are the Vancouver office. You know, and whether they only said it to me or whatnot, they understood that we were trying to create an equality.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Which actually just goes right into the next one, which is V for valued.
Yeah. And so you can see here how we were valuing people when we respect them and treat them as equals. Mm-hmm. But value is where you get to show people you acknowledge them. And you can do that verbally. You can do that financially. My tip for you is to show, recognize people overtly. We used to kind of, when we were growing up, we didn't want people to know that some people were singled out, and we would give somebody a spot bonus, but we said, but you can't tell anybody. So they knew they did a good job in our eyes, but they weren't able to do that. And so I think I remember reading a book, something with carrots. I forget what it was. And it just clicked on me. People want recognition. Some people don't. But people want recognition. And we created something that was called iCars, because we were iTrans and we used the word I, you know, in everything we did. So it became a real kind of source of pride that we could find all these I words. Our values were simple, just three values: insight, integrity, and innovation. Mm. And I thought, how do we remember them? I thought, oh, you make the shortest word first and the longest word last. So you know the order is based on a pyramid.
Yeah.
So what we did was we created something called iCars. Mm-hmm. So we're in the transportation business. We bought these little model cars that you can buy at Toys R Us. The car is there and it's covered with clear plastic. And then we would put a little plaque on. And we would share it with staff, saying, okay, this week or this month's meeting, we're giving the cars to these three projects and the people that were part of the projects. And so people would actually prize these. I had one person who was, he phoned his fiance and he said, I got a car. Oh, what did you buy? No. I got a car. I got a car for this project. In fact, I got two cars today. You called me for this? And when he said that, I realized that became a source of pride to him. And that validated how we are elevated when other people see we are valued. Mm-hmm. So we need that from you as a manager to say, you know, we appreciate what you did on that. And that makes me feel good. But when you also can do those other values, recognizing milestones. I always had in my Outlook people's birthdays and anniversaries, so that I could walk over to them, wish them a happy birthday. And for birthdays, I asked permission, but if they wanted to, then I would say, hey, it's Susan's birthday today. Say hi to her. Mm-hmm. But for their anniversaries, I would go around and say, thank you. Thank you, Mohammed, for 5 years of being with us today. Mm-hmm. It's your anniversary. Oh, I didn't know that, but I did. I said, I did, and I wanted to come over and thank you personally.
Oh, that's so great. Feeling so valued. I can see how if you're living in this kind of workplace, that harassment is probably not going to happen, which is why we're talking about it, which is great.
Yeah,
okay,
but it can happen. But I'll go into uniqueness.
Okay, so great.
This is a key piece that when I was trying to decide what does the U stand for in RevUp, I knew respect, equality, valued, that we did that. We did that hands down, and we did a great job of it. But what was the U? And suddenly it came to me. We always spent time right from the beginning talking to our staff about what their goals were, what their dreams were. You know, some people would say, I want to make a project manager in 5 years. And I knew that this person was capable of doing that. And as VPs, and as project managers, we would nurture the growth of that. Mm-hmm. And in fact, one person came to me and I says, your fifth anniversary is coming up and I know you wanted to make VP, and I've talked to the others and yeah, we think you're ready. What was I thinking? She said, I said, I understand. And to make a long story short, she wasn't sure. And I said, well, when you're ready, we're ready to promote you. And then she came back on Monday. She says, I'm ready. Okay, we will guide you. We'll be there for you. We'll support you. So uniqueness is really understanding and learning. Remember I talked about spend time with your people, get to know what they want, what they are, and guide them. Mm-hmm. And if you tap into that person's strength and build on it, you really will get more engagement, more loyalty. I think the worst thing we used to do in performance evaluations, we would say, oh, you're good at everything except your communication skills. So let's send you to a communication skills workshop. Maybe they need it in their role, for sure. But maybe they don't. So why are we promoting you as a holistic person? Why aren't we helping you to shine in your zone of genius?
Oh, so I love that.
We hear that word, but why can't we do that with our staff? So learn about your staff as individuals. And it's not just what they're good at technically, it's also what they're good at in terms of other skills.
Well, when people are like doing what they know they're good at, it gives them confidence, it gives them passion, they're, you know, excited about it. So I love you seem to say rev up their zone of genius, like take their zone of genius and rev it up. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that just takes time to listen and learn. I do a management training course based on the rev up values. And the key to it as well is communication, communicating effectively in the day-to-day basis and dealing with difficult conversations. You know, whether it's a harassment issue, a termination, people just avoid it. So one of the things I do when I'm doing the training is I really want to make sure the uniqueness isn't just listen and learn. But for managers, I found a tool that I felt resonated and helped people understand what their uniqueness is. And it's called the fascination advantage. And I won't spend a lot of time because I know we want to get through talking about potential next. So the fascination advantage is an assessment tool. And so if you've taken things like Myers-Briggs or DISC or StrengthFinders, these are psychological assessment tools and they're scientific. They look at how you see the world, you know, whether you look at it through a people lens or an analytical lens. The fascination advantage tool was based on marketing principles, and it looks at how the world sees you. Now, we all speak what we'll call seven languages. I won't go into a lot of detail, but, you know, some people speak the language of passion. They're people. Some people are very analytical detailed. Some people are power people. And some people are out-of-the-box thinkers. So there's seven of these languages. And in the assessment tool, which takes 5 minutes, you identify your top two. And these are like your superpowers. You just naturally speak them. And when you naturally speak them, you speak with confidence and you build trust. So what I like to do when I'm doing my training program is I like to give you the fascination advantage, because then you know what your power languages are and how you come across confident. When you come across confident, you build relationships a lot easier. It's an amazing tool. You can use it for assessments. You can use it for team building. But the fact is I wanted the uniqueness to be having a scientific research base rather than a touchy-feely. You can do that for your staff, or, you know, but if you wanted to something have more scientific. So that's the uniqueness piece. And I urge people to spend time looking at what a person is doing. You as a manager could just sit down and put your staff together and say, so-and-so is really good at analysis. She's great with people. So when you get these puzzle pieces together, you can help support a person's dream. Because when I talk about potential, so that's the last piece, is take this person and look at who they are and really take their potential and uplift that. Because when you do that, you're going to get employee engagement. You're going to get loyalty. You're going to get people saying, such a great boss. You know, I can talk to them. He really understands who I am and he knows me.
And he believes in me.
Exactly. And he's nurturing me to grow. When I think about what we did for our staff and that potential, that like all of it came together, like the Rev Up came and I thought, what are all the acronyms here? And I had the first three, but the uniqueness and potential is the key to escalating inclusivity. When you look at all of the pieces of Rev Up, you are creating an inclusive environment. Mm-hmm. We talk about DEI, diversity. We talk about equity or equality, depending on who's defining the E part. But diversity is just numbers, right? But if you respect those numbers, they give you unique individual perspectives that really help a company grow in a more holistic way rather than very narrow focused. And equality is if you treat people with equality, that's great. But if you include them, you will get the equality. And inclusivity doesn't cost a lot of money. It doesn't cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And I can see how people would feel so included when you use that whole system, like the whole Rev Up, like absolutely. Okay. I feel like a really integral part of this team.
And we expected it of our all of the members of our team. And what I found really interesting, I'll give you a couple of do we have time for two anecdotes?
Sure. Quick okay. ones. Let's do one maybe.
Okay. Let's do holiday greeting cards, because that's coming up. So this is a great tip. I would accumulate little notes all year round. And when we got to 125, I started in October, writing a note of gratitude to each one of my staff. Mm. And highlighting something they did that I knew about. And when they read it, you know, whatever. In May, I saw these holiday cards still there. I said, why are you still having this holiday card? He says, because I like it. When I read it, it makes me feel good. Oh, keep it up. Keep it posted. Sorry. And then I realized this was the valued piece. They knew that I knew them and I trusted. Mm-hmm. And I'm the executive, right? I'm not a project manager. I don't know their projects, but yet I do know their projects. And when I say that I know, they know that we care, right? Wow. And it takes all of us. It takes all of us to do that, because we went back for a reunion and I realized it wasn't just my husband and I creating it. It was hiring the right people and they became ambassadors of what we didn't know then was the Rev Up program.
That is so fantastic. I love how this grew out of a success story, which is so great. Like the success of your business, people want to work there. They felt included and you've now made it a recipe that other people can follow. What a great, beautiful system. Thank you so much, Hilda, for being here today. I so appreciate it. I think one of your languages in the fascination advantage must be passion, because it just oozes out of you.
Well, thank you very much, because I think it's one of mine and I was surprised it's my third.
Oh, that's amazing. But you clearly are very passionate about people feeling included and valued at work. And it comes across so clearly. So thank you for your passion. Thank you for standing for workplaces that really work for people. It's what I'm all about too. It's like, we're all about creating workplaces that work for everyone. And clearly if you are leading from this place of inclusivity, harassment really just can't show up in that space. It will just be so out of place in that kind of workplace culture. So thank you for the work that you do. Please keep spreading the system far and wide. More workplaces need to know about it. How can people find you if they want to know more about the RevUp system?
So they can go to my website, which is www.peoplebrightconsulting.com, mm-hmm. or they can link in with me. So if they go to LinkedIn and they look up Hilda Gann, I will be the Hilda Gann without any numbers behind it. Hilda Gann with an N.
Beautiful. Thank you. I'll put all of that in the show notes as well with all of your social media and all of that. So if you want to get a hold of Hilda, please feel free. Again, thank you, listeners. This show is for you. This is for you to learn how to create workplaces that work for everybody and to help you decrease harassment in the workplace. Thank you for listening. Please rate and review. Please let your friends know about it. Anybody else in HR, any other company owners that need to know about this. It's a really lovely resource. So thank you for being a listener. Thank you for tuning in for season 2, and we look forward to the next episode. Thank you again, Hilda.
Thank you for having me, April, and thank you for this cause that you are educating people to have harassment-free workplaces.
Thank you for joining us for the Harassment-Free Workplace Podcast. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts so that you don't miss an episode, and please spread the word. Feel free to send us feedback, questions, and suggestions for future guests you'd like to hear from. We'd love to hear from you. For more information on workplace investigations and assessments, please visit www.harassmentfreeworkplace.com. Till next time.